This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The concern for how our food is raised continues as McDonald's USA announced that they will only be sourcing chickens raised without antibiotics that are important to humans. President Mike Andres said that their customers want food they feel great about eating, all the way from the farm to the restaurant table, and these moves are a way to help that happen. McDonald's has been working with its farmers for years to limit the number of antibiotics they use in the chain's poultry supply. All chicken served in McDonald's American restaurants comes from farms working closely with the chain to implement the new policy. The chain does approve of using antibiotics to treat chickens when they become ill, but doesn't support the practice after they are well. The farmers will continue to use antibiotics called ionophores, a type that isn't used on humans and is important for keeping chickens healthy. In a separate move, McDonald's also announced that they will serve jugs of low-fat white milk and fat-free chocolate milk only from cows not treated with RBST, which is an artificial growth hormone sometimes used in cattle. McDonald's realizes that there's no significant difference between milk treated with RBST and RBST-free milk, but they recognize it's something important to their customers. In other news, after a volatile June and early July in the commodity markets, agricultural outlooks turned higher for the rest of July. The Purdue University and CME Group Ag Economy Barometer turned higher, coming in at 112 in July, which is up from 104 in June and 97 in May. The improved outlook among producers in the survey came despite a tumble in commodity prices in June and early July. While their future outlooks improved, their feelings about current conditions declined to a value of 93, which is down from a more optimistic number of 98 in the month of June. 69% of respondents expect tough financial times in the next year, which is consistent with the previous 2 months. However, the number of respondents that expect tough financial times in agriculture over the next 5 years dropped to 40%, which is lower than previous months. Producers also expect higher commodity prices and rising farmland values in the next year. Purdue and CME Group experts say producers' improving long-term outlooks likely come from lower costs due in part to lower fertilizer prices and cash rents. And now we're going to take a minute to hear from a local Conklin Company distributor, Bernie Hand. Bernie and his wife Pam are hosting a 20th annual Conklin Company Field Day at their farm this Friday, starting at 5 p.m., and the public is invited to attend. Bernie, we've got an exciting event coming up that we're going to talk about for the Conklin Company. But before we talk about that, let's find a little bit about you. Where are you from? And just give us a little bit of background.
Well, thank you, Katie. My background is I've been farming my whole life with my brother on a family farm north of Fillmore. And married my wife right out of high school. And we've got 5 children and 16 grandchildren. And that's pretty much it. We've enjoyed our life as farmers.
Well, great. And you are involved with the Conklin Company. You're a Conklin distributor, and that's really one of the main reasons we're talking today. You've got a 20th annual field day coming up on August 5th.
Yes, it's been a pleasure to bring the products that Conklin markets to the farmers in our area. We've had everywhere from the president of the company and different ones there. We've even had a 6-year-old presenter, my son, explained how the lubricant products worked on his bicycle. And my wife has never ran out of food. Last year, we didn't get to the field. It rained the entire evening, and we did the meeting on our front porch. So come rain or shine, we'll have our 20th annual Conklin Field Day.
Well, good to know that you can roll with the punches, so to say, and it'll be a great celebration. I know you do have a few speakers lined up for the event, as the president of the company is going to be there this year.
Yes, the president, Judy Herbster, will be there, along with Jerry Cox, a farmer from Delta, Missouri. He holds the distinction of having the most NCGA wins, no-till, non-irrigated, and irrigated. Jerry spoke a few years back at our 15th field day, and also that came with the CEO of the company, Charles Herbster, Francis Childs, rode along with him when they flew over from Kansas City and spoke on my front porch. I don't know if everybody out there has heard of Francis Childs, but he held the corn record for many years at 442 bushel. I don't think it's been that many years ago that it had been broken, but Conklin was very instrumental in him growing 442 bushels of corn.
Well, great. And if people do decide to come to the field day, other than the speakers, maybe what can they expect to see there?
Well, we'll have a corn plot. And many years, almost every year except for this year, we've had like 16 to 18 replications for them to look at. And we've talked about the different products. As many of you farmers know, this year the planting schedule was very hectic. And I think I got five in the plot area this year to talk about. But we'll still talk about the others that's not in the plot. A lot of these products have been proven over time and just don't need to be tested anymore.
And the products that you're going to be demonstrating, this, you guys sell fertilizer, not seed.
Correct. We've since I went to my first meeting, we've talked about safe fertilizer that would go right on the seed and that also could be used for foliar feeding. In the early years, they didn't talk foliar feeding as much. But as you all know, foliar feeding is becoming a way to increase yields. We'll talk about micronutrient testing, which isn't a big thing till the last few years, and just a lot of industry first have come across with the Conklin Field Days.
Well, it definitely sounds like a great opportunity, and something can definitely be learned from the event. And something exciting you shared with me for the Conklin Company, a man by the name of Kip Coulters, he has a record with soybeans and is now working with you.
Yes, Kip was the first to grow 100 bushel soybeans per acre, and that has been done since. But he has developed a product that can be put in with almost any spray solution, your glyphosate, micronutrients, and fertilizer, that'll help boost your yields at a quart per acre. He's chose the Conklin Company to market his product because of the values and that it is one of the last, if not the last, farmer-owned ag company in the country.
Well, definitely a great accomplishment and neat to have him working with you and the company. Before we wrap this up, any final thoughts or just remind us again the day and time where people can come to attend the field day?
Yes, thank you. August 5th at our farm on 21st Road, south of Nokomis, or if you're coming in from Route 16, go to Witt and turn at the chicken and come on out. It's a winding road, and the substation is in the corner of our farm. There will be signs out in the country, but if any of you don't know where the chicken is, it's across from the Casey's store, so look for the chicken.
Bernie Hand, a Conklin Company distributor, and once again, the field day is this Friday, starting at 5 p.m. at Bernie's Farm, just south of Nokomis. And for more information, you can look for the event on Facebook or call 217-972-5222. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.